Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into the recent conflict in Missouri over Governor Mike Parson's executive order banning hemp-derived THC products. This order, effective September 1st, prohibits the sale and production of intoxicating hemp-derived THC in the state, targeting businesses with liquor licenses and food sales. The hemp industry is pushing back, arguing that this move threatens their livelihoods and could set a concerning precedent for the cannabis industry nationwide. Industry response and concerns. The hemp industry, led by key stakeholders and business owners, has expressed deep concern over the governor's decision. They argue that the ban not only disrupts a growing market, but also unjustly penalizes businesses that have operated within the bounds of the law. Many in the industry are advocating for better regulation rather than an outright ban, emphasizing that a more nuanced approach would protect both consumers and businesses. Legal and economic implications. The economic impact of this order could be significant, affecting not just the hemp industry, but also ancillary businesses like bars, liquor stores, and distributors that have integrated hemp-derived THC products into their offerings. The emergency rules accompanying the order have yet to be fully detailed, but the industry is bracing for a fight, arguing that the state's approach is overly aggressive and could harm Missouri's economy. Conclusion: Missouri's executive order banning hemp-derived THC has sparked a significant backlash from the hemp industry, setting the stage for a legal showdown. The industry's response highlights the broader tensions between evolving state regulations and the cannabis market's rapid growth. This situation could have far-reaching implications, not just in Missouri, but across the country. Stay tuned as we continue to follow this developing story. Thanks for listening.